We all have to be aware why, let's say, Croatia was in the waiting room of European Union to join European Union, and we did 2013. All the legal framework has been in favor for women, from ombudsperson for gender equality to different gender bodies, every ministry and so forth. But the minute we entered European Union, the laws has been not only abandoned, in a sense not implemented. Now we have, let's say, percentage of women in politics grew to 24-5%. Now what we have it's dropped. And doesn't even matter that by the law the parties who are not putting women on the lists, even on the bottom of the list, have to pay some fee. They're not even paying because nobody cared. So all the kind of progressive laws that we got or that we fought for were in place when we wanted to join some big associations. And this reminded me when a colleague from Montenegro said that the situation is good because they are still waiting to come to NATO. But also I want to add for the whole region that for us, the story about women, peace and security, I was in Tirana because they are now doing the first this national action plan. Security, as I mentioned yesterday, it's not the same for us and for NATO. And this is what they are pushing, that we have to translate their language into what security for women would be. And we learned from all of you what insecure it is for women to demonstrate even, you know, to be on the streets.